biggest tour in the history of rock music, which begins in 2 days' time, is under fire. Tickets for Michael Jackson's 42 concerts with his brothers are selling by ballot at £90 for four. Refunds, if you're unlucky, take weeks to arrive. Brian Barron reports on the Victory Tour.
It's not so much hearts that Michael Jackson is breaking as the piggy banks of his teenage fans.
So how much little bitty babies want to see Michael Jackson and can't sing because they ain't got the money?
Are these Michael Jackson fans here?
Yes, this was Michael Jackson.
I call it an overriding arrogance of the promoters. The promoters approach this with the idea that we will call the tune and you will march to it. And I think a lot of people said, no, thank you.
But despite the criticism, the promoters say the tour is proving a sellout. Though you have to buy at least four tickets, and that costs £90. And in New York, there was an angry public statement from the office of the Jackson Victory Tour.
There seems to be a concerted media blitz against the Jackson boys, and I feel they're orchestrated by people that want to punish them for not staying in the music world's plantation.
The Jackson family, Michael included, are reckoned to be heading for a profit of £30 million on their tour, but they're losing some friends along the road.
The Jacksons have become an institution in the last two decades since young Michael began charming the audiences and displaying the prodigious talent that has shot him into the position of megastar in the 80s. In 2 weeks' time, the Jacksons take to the road for an historic tour. Not only will it be the last time Michael appears with his brothers, but it will make more money than any other tour has ever made, as Paul Grine of Billboard magazine explained to us in Los Angeles last week.
It's probably going to be the biggest grossing tour in the history of the concert business. It's estimated that it'll gross, if it does sell out business as expected, $57.6 million before it comes to its conclusion in October. That would make it the biggest grossing tour in history, ahead of the Rolling Stones in 1981 and Journey in 83.
The Jacksons have asked for a guarantee of $41 million from the tour, which means the promoters have to charge $30 a ticket. That's about £23. Each ticket will be the same price whether you sit in the front row or right at the back.
It's a lot of money for anybody, and most certainly because Michael Jackson's fans are largely young kids, black kids in the inner cities, and those people especially will be hard-pressed to go to the show. So effectively, that portion of Michael's audience is going to be excluded by a $30 ticket.
But Michael Jackson is undoubtedly the biggest draw in the music industry since the Beatles, and therefore can genuinely expect to command the highest guarantee, although the money from this tour will be split evenly between all the Jacksons, Michael getting exactly the same amount as Tito.
Michael is doing this tour pretty much as a favor to his brothers, a send-off to the Jacksons, who will continue just as a performing unit, minus Michael.
So for the thousands of fans who will be lucky enough to get tickets for this summer's tour, it'll be the last opportunity to see the Jacksons with their most famous brother. Michael's repeated fear of stage performance probably means that we'll never again see him on a concert tour, in America or anywhere else.
I'd be very surprised if Michael went out again. Possibly he'll do an extended run on Broadway, or he'll do other live performance situations, but not a cross-country tour of this nature where it would be Michael Jackson on the marquee. In excess of 30 million people around the world bought Thriller, Michael Jackson's smash album. So I should think they'll have no problem selling out. Even though the ticket is priced very high, there's little doubt that there will be several times more demand for each ticket than there are a number of tickets.
Woo!
Jonathan King in Knoxville, Tennessee, USA, with the Jacksons and the USA Billboard charts.
Hi, the middle of the summer in America, and it's called Stadium Concert Time. And the biggest tour going around America at the moment is the Jacksons Victory Tour. Here in the fairly small town of Knoxville, Tennessee, they're playing tonight to a crowd of over 60,000 fans.
The brothers, each one of the brothers, we know each other. We were raised. I mean, I started singing when I was 6 years old. And, you know, we can communicate better with each other because we know what we want to do. And we all think in the same line of direction, too. And so the business is a lot easier for us.
And not only that, I feel that, like you said, it helps more than hurts by all means. When your brothers, you seem to cope with the pressure. You share the same thoughts a lot. You're looking out for each other. You're wishing the best for another member of the group. So all that makes a big difference in the group.
Everybody!
Do me that way, impatient.